Wednesday, January the 8th, and you're tuned in to the Channel View Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. We're back.
You got so much energy.
We're so back.
You got so much energy.
Welcome back. It's a new decade, 2020. We are here.
You know what happened? Like, so I was on vacation. That's why we were kind of on hiatus
for a bit, right? Yeah.
And I got a text from my dad, and he's like, Anthony, what do you think you're going to do this new year? What do you think you're going to do with your new year? And I said, you know, Dad, I don't know. I don't have 2020 vision.
Oh, my God. The layers. How do you pull a dad joke on a dad?
Secret. My dad didn't actually ask me, and I just wanted to set up the joke.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Yeah, okay. All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Good way to open up the air. Yeah, we're back, guys. Hope you missed us, and if you didn't, fuck you.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? We miss you. You don't miss us. It's one-sided, man. That's fucked up.
This week is, we're just going to just chill this week.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
It's late.
Next week is the big award show.
It's the real deal, baby.
Actually, you know what? Should we run through the awards just for the people who want to participate?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
100%.
Let's run through them. Okay, so next year, of course, is the big TNB year-end award show, and you can always write in your awards to either our Facebook page.
You mean next week?
Next week.
You said next year.
Next week, yes. Yeah. Next
decade. Next year is the 2019 award show in 2020.
Yeah, that's it. The 2019 award show in 2020. Yeah, that's the one. Yes. You could always write in your awards to us, either via the Facebook page if you want to post it on the post, or you want to send us a DM.
Or... we got the tnib.letters@gmail.com.
If you want to send it there, yeah. And or if you know our Twitter handles, you could just DM us there,
yeah,
too. We'll always take submissions any which way we can. If this is your first time participating, it's pretty simple. All you got to do is, as we run through the categories, pick two people. Or two things.
You need a runner-up and a finalist.
And a winner. The reason we do this is because the idea is if more people participate, we'll have at least more options we can choose from.
For the listener portion.
Yes. So, here we go. First category, as always, is hottest female of the year.
Ooh, baby.
Pretty straightforward. Lady that makes you weak in the knees. She has to have been.
I know who I'm picking.
She has to have been featured in some form of entertainment or production. We can go 2D, 3D, imagine 4D. 4D. You can be creative and not even be a woman. You can be a product.
Ooh.
So, have fun with that one.
You can pick a real life person you had sex with.
Wow. Wow. Is that where your answers are going this year?
That'd be next level.
I was going to say, like, wow.
That'd be crazy.
I was like, wow, you're just going to out some girl like that. Wow.
Yo, shout out to...
Like, is that what we're going to do this year?
Shout out to Samantha Smith.
Oh, my... You're going to last name this girl?
Yo, with the dirtiest sloppy toppy of 2019.
No.
That wasn't a real name.
Oh, man, Alice Jenkins with this...
Alice Jenkins!
Spin cycle!
Yo, she bend and snap all day.
All right, so that's the first category. Second category is the opposite, male crush of the year.
Woo!
Pretty much the same thing. The man that gave you the tingly feeling in the pants.
It could be a guy you had sex with in real life.
Again, 2D, 3D, 4D product.
2D, 3D, 4D, or a product.
So you go ahead and do that. And then we get into the other fun categories. Okay, next up, most underappreciated of the year. So this is basically the hipster award.
This is one of those things where, like, every year I realize I think something is underappreciated. And I'm like, man, no one saw this shit.
And then you're like, everyone saw
this. No, and then you're like, Anthony, fucking talk to people. Everyone saw this. It won an award or some shit. So I'm expecting that to happen again.
Yeah, so this has to be from 2019. It's just like the one that, like, you know, people are like, went over their noses. And they're just like, oh, but shit, that was kind of good.
Yeah.
All right. The one that's probably more easy to figure out is Disappointment of the Year.
Oh, it's so easy.
2019, Disappointment of the Year. A lot of options here.
Goblin Slayer came out like 2018, right?
No.
Goblin Slayer was this year?
No, it was last year.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ.
No. It must have been last year. Oh, wait. Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so disappointment of 2019. Again, this can be anything. This can be a form of meat. This can be any piece of entertainment. This can be an event. This can be...
Your child?
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. I see we're going real, like, personal this year, huh? Okay, real people had sex with, real people we had crushes on.
Real people that disappointed you.
Like, fuck. Okay. I got it. Okay. Okay. A fun one, late to the party award. So this is basically any form of entertainment or whatnot that you just, that you finally got into that wasn't from 2019. Mm-hmm. So if you were, you know...
Not from the future,
yeah.
From the past.
Yeah, definitely, like, you know...
If you're a time traveler, yeah. Don't pick shit from 2021.
You finally banged that girl that went and banged everyone in high school? Congratulations.
Wow, to the party. Why are you getting so personal?
What That's what fuck? I'm saying. That's what I'm not... saying. I thought that was a theme we're going.
Okay, not cool.
I see I hit a chord right. here. I see I hit a chord here.
Not cool.
All right, good to know. Next category is the best meme. Oh, for this category, I just wrote, oh, you know.
Oh, you know the memes.
Yeah, okay.
So that's, do you know the way?
That's still pretty straightforward. I'm trying to forget all the memes from 2019.
I picked my two. I remembered two because they were the best.
Okay.
I got them. Okay. That's all I need. Need two. You don't need four. You just need two.
That's true. Best surprise.
What surprised you?
Basically, yeah. But that and like the idea was that for this award, it was you had low expectations.
Yeah. Like, you were going into it being like...
This is
going
to be shit.
Come on.
Yeah. You know? But it turned out to be the best thing in the world. Yeah. Followed up by the next one is the Never Got Around To It Award. I have a huge list for this one that I have to get through.
Something you wish you did more of. Like, basically... Or, like, maybe you started it and then didn't finish it.
Yeah. Or something you just wish you even picked up.
Something you bought and then never used.
Something you bought and never took the saran wrap off.
Damn. Sound a little close to home there, Vince.
I feel like that's my life.
Freshly sealed things.
Yeah. I just couldn't be bothered. Why am I buying this shit?
Because if you don't buy it now, it'll be harder to find later.
Yes. And then we get into the big ones. Song of the Year.
That's a toughie.
That's this particular panel, yes, definitely a toughie.
That's a toughie.
Yeah, we have trouble with that one all the time. But that's okay.
Justin Bieber wins again.
You think so?
No. Did he come out with a song this year? I haven't been listening to Top 40 this year.
Yeah, he did. Well, I don't know if it... I don't. He featured in a lot of songs.
That doesn't count.
And then he... I don't know if his most recent song was out this year or...
With Ed Sheeran?
No. Yummy.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Because I know it's just out, so I don't know if that's...
I know that one with Ed Sheeran sucked dick.
What's the one with Ed Sheeran?
I'll find it.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that one is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so best song. Again, this can come from, you know, on the radio. And you want to do an anime opening? Fine, go for it.
I don't care. Yeah. Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber.
Oh, that's the summer song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that song.
It's not good.
For good reason.
It's not good.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Again, remember, pick two. Next up, TV show of the year. This includes any form of entertainment on the television.
So this is the one where Vince picks actual television shows.
I also have anime.
And I just pick anime.
I also have anime. The only stipulation is for it to count, its season had to have concluded this year.
Mm-hmm.
Or you must rate it on this year's season only. So whichever of those two...
I have to listen to our last year's award show.
Okay.
Because there is a show that I want to pick, but I'm not sure if I already nominated it last year.
Okay.
Because right. We watched it through the whole year.
Oh my God. That's not winning. Just don't even bother. Just don't even bother. Just don't even bother, man. Just don't bother. You know, shut up. Of course, the next one is Movie of the Year. Again,
very straightforward.
Best movie.
What was your favorite movie?
Yeah, I feel like I know what's going to win this category.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I know.
Really?
I feel like I know.
I'm...
Because okay. I'm gonna push something really hard for this one.
All right. And I'm going to shoot it down because mine's going to win.
No. No, you're not going to shoot it down. You can't shoot it down.
Yes, I can.
No, because you're going to be like, fuck, that's mine. I'm like, I know.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, baby. I think the tough one for us this year is going to be Game of the Year. No, it's not.
I didn't really play a lot of games this year.
Yeah, but the ones you did play, the ones that we both played.
You're right, Path of Exile.
Oh my god, Path of Exile is Game of the Year. No, you cannot choose PathCon. No. So again, two of those, please. And then Best of the Year. Yeah. And Best of the Year is the only category that's basically...
This is host exclusive.
Yeah, so this one is like, it only works with... Basically, we take the winners from all the previous categories, and they now become the nominees for Best of the Year.
We've also done this with listener winners in the past, but we pick their winner.
I think we always pick their
winner. We always pick their winner. Even when it's just like, oh, it's like 4-3. It's like, nah, fuck that. This other one wins. Audience loves this one the most.
Yes. So.
Oh, yeah. Please keep into consideration when you are handing in your awards. We pick your winner.
You just give us...
give us options.
Yeah, but we choose who's best for you.
We know you better than you know yourself, pretty much.
And we can say that because you listen to this show. Okay, good stuff. So that's the categories. And then, of course, if you want to talk about... usually we say like what we're excited for in 2020. But I think for this year, let's talk about... Some highlights from the last decade, if you guys want to write those in.
Oof, that'll be toughy.
I mean, it's the last 10 years.
All right. Okay.
But if you want to talk about, like, some big stuff from the last decade, go for it.
The invention of memes.
Wow. Yes. Sure. But yeah, there you have it. So you can find this information on the Facebook page. It'll be there by the time you listen to this episode. Have your submissions in as soon as possible, and we'll have fun reading those aloud.
Yeah, we will have fun picking your winners.
Yeah, that's just how it's done. Before we move on, I think since we're talking about the listeners, I know that over the break, there was a question sent in.
Oh, I think we had a couple or just one? I don't remember.
I think it was just the one.
Okay.
I hadn't checked the email, actually.
The email? I thought it was a Facebook thing.
Yes, okay. It is a Facebook thing. Yeah, absolutely. It is a Facebook thing. Peter writes in.
Hello.
And he says, what does your producer TJ do while you guys are recording?
Yo, he's just looking sexy, baby.
He must make the biggest bucks in the studio compared to you two.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
I mean, considering, like, the workload
difference. Yes. Oh, he's crushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crushing it.
Absolutely.
He is the purveyor of Vita games.
Well, right now
it's a Switch.
Yes,
right now it's a Switch. But yeah, I don't know. Moral support, you know.
Really
making sure we're here on time.
Really,
yeah, staring us down just in case. Getting off topic. Offering some crowd laughter.
Generally, when me and Anthony get into a debate and we need a tiebreaker,
yeah, TJ's there.
Yeah,
it's like when
he's a mediator.
You know, like, two friends own a company,
yeah,
but they should never own 50% each. They should own 49% each, and you give 2% to a third party.
Yes.
TJ is the third party.
Yes.
A little biased.
What are you talking about?
Based on previous years. What are we maybe a little biased.
What are we saying? I have no idea what you're talking about.
But he's the mediator.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. All I know is that you guys are family, and I'm not.
Yo, family is not everything, man.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? You ever watch a Fast and the Furious movie? That shit's everything.
They were never related.
But they're all family.
Interesting. Are you not in my family calendar?
I am in your family calendar. It's true. But I think the bond goes deeper because you're actually cousins.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I think the bias is there.
I just don't know.
I think the bias... I feel it. You know, sometimes I just feel it in my bones.
Oof. Okay. Easy there, Tegan. And okay, yeah, so that's what we had planned for this week's episode.
Yeah.
We can talk about some other stuff, anything. You were on vacation.
I was on vacation for 3 weeks.
Yeah, you were. You went places.
I went places. I did things. I saw people.
Yeah.
Did people.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, no, 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 no. So I went to Japan. And Korea.
And Korea.
Long time listeners of the podcast will know that I have been to Japan before.
Yes, you have.
And I have gone with Vince.
Yes, you have.
And TJ.
Oh, yes.
To the Nihon.
Oh, yes.
But this time, solo.
Oh.
So for 1 week, I stayed in Tokyo. And then for the second week, I stayed in Osaka, like in between Osaka and Kyoto.
Yes.
And it was probably, yeah, I want to say like one of the best trips I've ever been on. Mm. It was fucking fantastic. I think the biggest change this time is because I've been studying Japanese, I knew enough Japanese to get by.
Yes.
And that, yo, turns out knowing the language of the country you're in, total positive to your trip.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
You can talk with people. You can ask for things, yeah, directions, whatever. You're not just completely lost. Yeah. Like, it turned, like, I didn't know where to get my ticket for the Shinkansen. And I asked the train guy in Japanese where the fuck this place was. Yeah. And then he told me in Japanese and I understood it. And I was like, hell yeah.
Wow.
This is great.
Wow.
Yeah, I felt good.
That's good. You're learning.
I'm learning. I'm being learned. Mm-hmm. So the first week, like I said, was in Tokyo. Let's start off with a story. I got off the plane.
You did.
And as people do.
I was going to say, not the boat?
Okay. Yeah, not the boat. I got off the plane as people do, bought a SIM card, booted up the Google Maps. And Google Maps was like, hey, take this train from the airport and go all the way to Akihabara.
Okay.
And then you switch over lines. You go all the way to, was it in Shinjuku?
Yeah.
And then go to your hostel. And I was like, all right, no problem. Easy peasy. Only one transfer. Mm. So I get about halfway towards Akihabara.
Mm.
And my train makes kind of a long stop at the one station. I'm like, all right, it's a little longer than normal. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it goes limited express backwards all the way to Yokohama.
Nice.
And I'm like, motherfucker.
Yes. Yes.
So my only option was to ride like 30 minutes on this limited express as it passes every fucking station. And I'm like, oh my God, when's it going to stop?
Yeah.
Until it stops in the middle of buffuck nowhere.
Yeah.
And then I have to switch tracks and take a local train
Ooh.
Back up to Akihabara.
Ooh, every stop.
Every single stop.
Nice.
It took me 2 hours to get back to my hostel.
Nice.
It fucking sucked. I was so tired because I didn't sleep on the plane. So that day was a wash.
Well, that's your fault.
It's the train's fault. No, no, no. No, I definitely should have double checked. But yeah, so I eventually got to my hostel, which was actually pretty good. It was right by downtown Shinjuku and a lot of the bar areas.
Was your hostel expensive?
No, it's a hostel. It was for a week. It was maybe $350 Canadian.
Okay,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't get like breakfast or anything because I was just like, "There's a Lawson's around the corner.
Yeah.
Come on." And yeah, so first day, I stayed at Odaiba all day.
Oh.
I went to Odaiba. Like, I slept late because I was jet lagged like crazy. But I went to Odaiba, saw a Unicorn Gundam. Went to Odaiba Mall, had some food. Went to the Gundam Museum, which mm-hmm. they have expanded since we last went.
Yeah.
So they still kind of have that little area. Yeah. But now it's expanded exponentially into this big exhibit.
Cool.
And you can do a lot of the stuff that we had to pay for before now yeah. for free.
Oh, wow.
And I think the coolest addition there was they had little sections for the Gunpla World Championships.
Oh, so you saw the cool stuff.
And we saw all of, or I saw all of the basic, what was it? The winners from each country. I think it's for the open category yeah. where it's just like no holds bars, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And every country's got some wild shit, man.
Yeah.
There are some cool ass Gundams in there.
Yeah.
I almost bought, like, day one,
yeah.
I almost bought the high-res God Gundam.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I can't, I gotta wait. Yeah. I gotta buy their shit.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Right? But Odaiba also has this thing called Team Labs. And Team Labs is a interactive art gallery set up by Epson, the printer people.
Seiko Epson.
Is it Seiko Epson? It's like Epson. the watch company?
Not the watch company, but the holding company is Seiko Epson.
Okay, so it's set up by Epson and it's an art gallery that's all light projection. So every when you buy a ticket and you walk in and they say you can stay as long as you want, but Please be careful. It's dark, interactive, and there's a lot of areas that are uneven because it's meant for you to be interacting with, like walk over different things. And you kind of don't really get what they mean until you go into it. And it's definitely a one-of-a-kind experience where every time you go into a different room, it's like a different theme with all the projections and all the lights.
Yeah.
They have one main large room, for example, where the room has like a fake boulder in the middle. And when you see the projection, it's a waterfall that once it hits the fake boulder, the light then like turns it into like a babbling brook type situation.
That's pretty cool.
And everything just looks fucking gorgeous. And it's all moving pictures. Some of the pictures are interactive, so you can like wave your hand in front of butterflies and they'll fly away from your hand and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
There's a lot of situations where it's like, oh, like if you look down into this mirror, it's like it's reflecting all these LED lights and it looks like you're in this infinity room. It's really fucking cool. I was there for maybe 2 hours, just like walking around, just checking out all the things. They had like some special exhibits that you could just like wait in line for. On the top floor, they had an athletics room, and that was like interactive art that you could also like do physical activity with. They had a little game where it's a bunch of poles and there are foot and hand holds on these poles, but they're all color coordinated. And so the goal is at the beginning you pick a color and you can only use that color to the end of the other side, and it's floor is lava type deal. So and every time you pick only the one color you chose, then it'll play like a tune as you're going along the little jungle gym type area. There's like other little areas if you have kids and stuff where they can like go through and like bop little things hanging down from the ceiling and stuff like that. They have this one cool trampoline where the layer on top of the trampoline, when you bounce, it kind of like it ripples out like water. And then it plays with like the light and stuff like that. It's so cool. It was an awesome, awesome time. And then after that, I went back to the Gundam to see it at night. See the transformation and everything. So that was super cool. And then randomly, there was like a small time idol group there. Okay. I think their name was Kissbee.
Sure.
Like K-I-S-S-B-E-E. Yeah. Bees.
Kissbee.
Yeah. And so they were doing like their little dance song and dance and number and stuff. And you see them, man. You see the otaku. Just hanging out. They know every lyric. They know every beat. They're doing their little choreographed dance with their glow sticks. Like, it's the fucking anime stereotype, but in real life.
Dedication to the craft.
Dedication to the craft, my friend. Most definitely. It was nutty. After that, I just went back. Second day, what else did I do? I did went to a lot of art museums.
Yep.
I did the National Museum of Art, and I did the Mori Art Museum, which had a bunch of like future tech exhibits and stuff like that. Yeah. That was super sick.
Cool.
Then I went to Roppongi Hills, saw a bunch of rich people, and I was like, I ain't rich enough for this. They had a cool Christmas market, but what had the coolest Christmas market was Tokyo Tower. So I finally got to see Tokyo Tower, and underneath Tokyo Tower is their little Christmas market. And I got to say, I like Tokyo Tower more than I like Skytree.
Fair enough.
Tokyo Tower just kind of has this like feel to it. It just feels more raw. Like you look at it, it's just like this exposed fucking steel, and you can like just see it go all the way up to the sky, and you can like go under it and all the stuff. Where Skytree feels kind of neutered. It's like it's a really tall ass tower and it looks nice, but also you can't really get a sense of it until you're up. In this one, you just look at Tokyo Tower and you're just like, damn, that is a fucking massive steel. That is a tower-ass tower.
Yep.
So it's super cool. The bright orange is great. And I think that night I went to like a takoyaki party at our hostel.
Cool.
Which was really fun. Day three was all Akihabara. Just shopping for games.
Just geeking out?
Yeah, geeking out, telling maids I don't want to go to their cafe.
Okay. Turn them down?
I turned them down straight up.
All right. Sorry.
I went to Tsukiji Fish Market the next day.
Okay.
Had some fresh uni.
Yeah.
Some fresh eel.
Yeah.
All the good food. I got a little secret for all the listeners here. Don't, this doesn't leave the podcast.
Oh no. Right. Oh no.
There's a little, if you want to weeb out, but you know, like Akihabara, like a little, it's a little crowded, you know, a lot of foreigners, a lot of, the prices are kind of high sometimes, whatever. Let me tell you about a little place called Nakano.
Nakano.
Nakano is about a 4-minute train ride from Shinjuku Station.
Yep.
And it is this little town just outside of Tokyo with a big strip mall. And when you go into it, it's, at the beginning, it's all like Daiso's, Mr. Donut, like all your generic stuff. Once you get into the back, baby, that's where all, that's where the mandarake is.
Oh, yeah.
That, and there's secret Nakano mandarake.
Yeah.
And all around that section of the mall is all like otaku stores. So games and anime. Yeah. And you want toys from the fucking 70s. Like, yeah, they're all there. I found the rare PS1 games I wanted there.
Oh, but nice.
It turns out I didn't know they were real fucking rare. So the two games, they're Japanese exclusive. It's called LSD is one of them. And the other one's called Harmful Park.
Yeah.
LSD, when converted to Canadian dollars, $600. Harmful Park, when converted to Canadian dollars, $1,000.
Oh, man. So you bought both.
I bought both twice over.
Okay.
Of course. Just put it on the card, baby. Who cares? Put on that black card. No, I didn't buy it at all. I was like, Jesus Christ. I didn't realize they were so expensive.
Yeah.
Like, LSD is not even a good game.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, Harmful Park's like a cute 'em up. Yeah. So I didn't think anyone would care. But I guess people care.
People care.
Yeah. But I don't know. I ended up finding some hidden gems, some games I didn't even realize I wanted, like that PS1 JoJo fighting game.
Okay.
Tobal 2.
Okay.
Remember Tobal 1?
No, I've erased it from my mind.
Well, in Japan, they got Tobal 2.
Oh.
It's Japan exclusive.
For good reason.
I bought the Switch Taiko drum there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How did you bring that home?
I packed it in my suitcase.
Oh, wow.
So, oh yeah. So I packed all of my clothes in a carry-on.
Hmm.
Like, all, like, a week and a half worth of clothes.
Yeah.
And then I brought an empty suitcase.
Okay. Fair enough.
Like, I had some souvenirs and, like, Christmas gifts for my friends that I met there. But other than that,
yeah,
it was an empty suitcase.
Okay.
So, yeah, just more of that. I think the other days were just kind of, like, I just kind of want to, like, relax. So I went around to, like, game centers.
Yeah.
I played a lot of Sound Voltex is a pretty popular rhythm game that's over there. I tried my pop and music skills to see if they transferred to the arcade.
And
the big controller is a lot easier than the small controller I have. Mm. So I was actually able to do a little bit better. But my dude. So remember like Drum Mania and Guitar Mania and stuff? And like Guitar Mania is like three buttons and you can like tilt it up.
Yeah.
And Drum Mania is like a bunch of pads.
Yeah.
What if I told you that they made more advanced versions of those games?
What? Really?
So they have a Drum Mania now that has two bass pedals.
Oh.
And like, was it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 8 pads.
Whoa.
It's this giant ass machine and it's
sounds intense.
Intense. But it's super fun.
Oh.
And this is where I learned the convenience of Pasmo.
Oh.
So this time what I ended up doing was I bought like, so in Canada we have the Presto card, or in Ontario we have the Presto card. They have their own. It's called Pasmo. And the convenience of Pasmo is fucking insane.
Why?
So not only can you charge it and ride the train anywhere.
Yeah.
Any path. Like, just take any line you want.
Yeah.
Pasmo.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of discount. Works out perfectly. But also, I can go to certain game centers.
Oh, you can use that at the arcade?
And I can use it at the arcade. I don't need to use that fucking change sorter. Wow. Fuck that noise. I don't need that shit.
Wow.
I just Pasmo that shit. Wow. Oh, you know, like, you know what, I'm really, I just, like, it's late. I just really, I want to hit up the, I want to pre-drink before going to the bar. You know, I'll go to the Lawson's, grab a Strong Zero.
Yeah.
Pay with the Pasmo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like a preloaded credit card that I could just use everywhere.
So where do you charge this?
At a Subway ticket. You know, like, when we would go buy tickets every time?
You could do it there?
At this, like, instead of buying tickets every time and paying for, like, however many stations you're going to go through, you just get the Pasmo card, load it up with cash, and then you just tap on, tap off.
Cool.
It's so much easier than buying a ticket.
Cool.
Yeah. Highly recommended.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I, like, the other day, the last day was kind of just like a recap. It's like, okay, go back to Akihabara, yeah, pick up some stuff I didn't get before. Go back to Nakano, get some stuff. Oh, I went to like the Ginza Pokemon Center.
Yeah.
Ginza's fucking loaded. It's like in this department store on the one of the top floors. And yeah, I'm definitely not rich enough to be in that department store. But because Japanese people are so nice, like, I'd be looking at like really expensive pens or like really expensive ink. And the guy would like hand me the example sheet of what each of the inks look like. Right. Whoa. And I was like, oh, you poor fool. I'm not going to buy shit. This is a $90 bottle of ink.
Oh, my.
Yeah. For one color.
Mm. That reminds me. Have you ever walked into the Cartier store?
No.
They're very nice.
Are they?
Even if you're the poorest shit, they will treat you like you're... Hey, how's it going? Like, I just want to buy something small because they treat you like royalty.
Oh, okay. There was actually, at the National Art Museum, there was actually a Cartier exhibit.
Wow.
I didn't go. Oh. But, because it was, I had bought the one for, I bought the general ticket, and it came with, like, one for Buddha, like, it's a Renaissance painting thing. And the Cartier was, like, extra money. Mm. And I was like, I've been in here long enough. I saw enough art. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then I took the bullet train again. Like, I was able to, like, I got lost. I was able to talk to somebody. I was really rewarding.
Yeah.
But I took the bullet train down to like kind of middle of Osaka, middle of Kyoto. And, I stayed with my Japanese teachers, her and her mom and her sister.
Yeah.
And yeah, I did all of Kyoto in one day.
Whoa.
I walked for 13 hours.
Whoa.
I started off at the Arashiyama Bamboo Grove, walked around that mountain for a little bit, saw Bamboo Grove. It was very nice. And then I took the train back down to the middle, and I went to the International Manga Museum.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That place is dope as fuck. If you like manga at all, I recommend going there, because not only do they have like special exhibits like based on whatever it is at the time, they have this like permanent exhibit that's like how manga came to be, how it is in the modern age, and it's like a beginner's guide to manga.
Cool.
Which is really cool. So like, even if you're going with like a significant other who has like no interest in it, they'll be able to like read this like little walkabout gallery and then see like, okay, it started here and then it turned into this, and then it got popular overseas because of piracy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It kind of gives you like the breakdown on manga. It's
on,
pretty cool.
On the mangaka.
The coolest part of the thing though is that it's a library.
Oh yeah.
So not necessarily that you can check out books, but you can read as long as you want. And they have manga going all the way back to the late 60s.
That's a lot of manga.
It's a lot of manga. Like every floor has just bookshelves of rows upon rows of manga. And it's all like in the one room in the with the main exhibit, it's all sorted by year. So it's like, oh shit, I want to read this thing from like the 1970s.
Or, yeah.
They have like volumes of classics like Ashita no Joe and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's all in Japanese, so you're only going to get so far if you know the language. But still, you can just read obscure shit from the 80s if you want.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty fucking cool. After that, I walked down to Gion. Gion is the area with all the, was it the geishas?
Yeah.
They apparently have changed in a long, since years before, because tourists are annoying and they get in the way of geishas a lot.
Yep.
So now a lot of the side streets, you are just straight up not allowed to take pictures. Just no photography, period. Not of geishas, not of the street, not of nothing. Just no pictures.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see with my eyeballs, but I definitely could not take any pictures.
Mm.
And then it was heading about nighttime. And I had one more stop left, and I went to the Fushimi Inari Taisha. People might have seen pictures of this. It's a shrine going up a mountain, and the steps are just covered. You're just cloaked in prayer gates. It's all just... It's almost like a hallway of the prayer gates.
The orange gate
thing. And so I went like almost all the way up the mountain.
Yeah.
At nighttime.
Yeah.
By myself.
Yeah.
Scary as fuck. Sounds it was wonderful. Some haunted ass shit. On the way back, I got a really nice photo of like the Kyoto like night skyline type thing from the top of the mountain. That was really cool. But yeah, walking down by yourself is creepy as shit because the way down is right by all the trees and all the forests and stuff. So you just hear rustling.
So I was going to ask, you didn't have headphones for this trip?
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
I took it all in, baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, know what the most surprising shit is? I did not bring a video game.
Wow.
I had video games on my phone, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did not bring my Switch. I did not bring my DS.
Yeah.
Just
nothing.
Nothing.
Just baby. Naked.
Yeah, just I felt naked.
Gross.
Yeah, so I did Fushimi Inari Taisha, and then Osaka was actually fairly
chill.
I went record shopping. Yeah. They have like this map of like all these record stores.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the fuck some of these stay in business, because like you'll find this one record store that's like up three floors in a building that has no elevator and like the steepest staircase you've ever gone up. And then when you get in, it can fit maybe like four people, and all they focus in is like African groove.
Whoa.
And it's like, how the fuck are you open? Like, how do you do business? Like, is your rent negative dollars? Like,
that's their side gig, man.
I guess, yeah. And so you find like all these little record stores with like these really niche focuses.
But I bet it's all online.
Oh, yeah, probably.
And like that's their warehouse that they're like, you know what? How about we just open?
Yeah, what if we just open it to people?
What if we say this closet is a store?
Yeah. So that's probably it. But I walked into a couple that was like, this guy only sells punk music.
Yeah.
This guy only sells African groove. Only sells like jazz. And it was really cool. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to find a lot of the vinyl I wanted. And just like Harmful Park, a lot of the vinyl I wanted, when I did find it, was expensive as fuck. Oh. Like a lot of that old city pop shit.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
By the end of Japan, I ran out of money.
Okay.
But I went to Nara Deer Park.
Yeah.
Almost got bit by a deer.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Got to pet a couple.
Yeah.
They're really just there.
Yep.
They're just chilling.
Yep.
What else did I do? Oh, that was the cool one. I went up to this, what's this called? Kenoji? Let me find the name of it, because it's a really cool temple. It's like on top of a mountain. The only way you can really get there is drive there. I saw people biking up this mountain, like cycling, and I'm like, y'all fucking crazy. Because it was like initial D roads.
But they get to cycle down.
Oh, they were cruising, let's say. They were cruising.
Yeah.
So it's called Katsuoji. Katsuoji Temple. I think G is just temple, so I'm saying temple. But Katsuoji is a temple located on top of a mountain. And it is very famous for Daruma. For people who don't know, Daruma is like this big red head. And it's got two unfilled eyes. And if I remember correctly, I could be getting this wrong. When you buy a Daruma, it has no pupils in its eyes. So what you do is you make a wish and you fill in one of the pupils. Then, if the wish comes true, you fill in the other pupil. And in this case, you have to bring it back to the temple to thank the gods. So this place is littered with Daruma from that other people have brought back to the temple.
Okay.
And it looks so, so cool. There's like big ones, small ones. There's like one area near some stairs. It's like a shelter almost. And inside is all Daruma. But then there's like also little ones scattered across the whole temple.
Yeah.
So you can like see two miniature ones in a tree, and it's like super cute and stuff like that. It's a really nice sight to see.
I see.
Highly recommended if you can get a car. Yeah. Because taxis in Japan are no joke. Yeah. So if you have a friend that can drive you, or if you have a car that you rented, Katsuoji is definitely a place to go.
Cool.
It's really cool. And yeah, then after that, I had a one-night hostel on Christmas.
Yep.
I met some friends, had a really fantastic time. Ate at a lot of good izakayas. It was great. It was a great time. And then I had to say goodbye to Japan, and I went to Korea.
Okay.
Korea was 1 week. I stayed in Seoul most of the time, and I stayed in Busan for New Year's Eve and part of New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, Anthony, it sounds like you did a lot of shit in Japan. Korea's the opposite. I did almost nothing. I just, me and my friends hung out. We just went to like cool malls. They showed me some like fashion areas. They showed me a couple cool places. One was this old, like back in the day, it used to be a rich person's like house, like land. And then when housing got really scarce in Seoul, he opened it up as like a residency. And then all those old houses are still there. So it's these really small alleyways, packed together houses, and old, really old looking from the outside, but people have renovated the insides to be modern. And so like there's a couple that are like jazz bars.
It's kind of, that's kind of cool.
It's really fucking cool. It's like a little jazz
bar. It's like a little like city with little,
yeah, and it's all cafes and restaurants, yeah, and stuff cool. like that. They have a lot of stuff that's like old traditional Korean style.
Yeah.
Cafes like sit on the floor, that type of stuff. And yeah, I think that stuff is really trendy right now, like kind of getting back to your cultural roots in Korea. That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
So. But the one thing I noticed is, you know, when you see Koreans here, like in Toronto or whatever, you're just like, man, these people are stylish as fuck, right? Like they're wearing cool jackets. Mm. They got cool haircuts. We're usually wearing streetwear.
Yeah.
They got some cool shit going on. They look inside. In Korea, dude, they're not stylish at all. I'm gonna out you right now, Koreans. All right? Koreans, not stylish.
You know, because I have a friend.
Yes.
Who, she's a fan of Korea.
Yeah.
And she's told me the same thing. She's like, you know, they're like pretty basic.
Yeah.
And especially a lot of the girls, if there's a single trend, they all follow it.
So in Seoul, yeah, right now, the winter coats,
yeah,
is in need.
Like the
right?
parka.
Because it's the parka.
The parka or the puffy?
It's the puffy.
Oh.
It's the black puffy, long past your kneecaps.
Oh, the sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Oh.
When you're wearing the black sleeping bag, every single person has this coat. Everyone.
It's funny you say this. My friend, my very close work friend, Jenny, just bought that coat.
Oh, you basic bitch. Jenny, how could you do this? You basic ass bitch. Yeah, no, every single person, and like every third one on the back, National Geographic logo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Just National Geographic is super hot.
Okay.
And yeah, but every single fucking person in Seoul has this stupid jacket.
Yeah, but it's weird how they all like, it's like, oh, that's the trend. We all must.
We all must do it.
And it's weird too. It's like even their makeup, like it's always the same.
It's always the same. They got the same face.
Yeah, it's because crazy. Because they all get this.
That's the other thing. So one time I was on the subway. And that's the one, actually, one of the cool things about Korean subway is that, you know, when you, or like here at TTC or when you're in Japan, the platform's kind of just open.
Yeah.
And they say like, hey, don't go past this yellow bumpy tile. In Korea, they just eliminated that altogether. And the whole subway platform, all glass.
Whoa.
So you can see the train coming in, but you feel no wind. There's no way for you to get onto the track. It's all glass.
Whoa.
And then when the doors open, it's the glass door opens, so, and then the subway door opens.
It's two doors.
It's two doors.
Whoa.
Right? It's to keep people, obviously, from jumping onto the tracks. But it's like, oh, maybe Japan should, maybe.
That sounds like some bougie ass
It's subway. Some bougie ass shit.
Yeah.
But everywhere has.
I imagine it must be really clean then.
It is very clean.
Because they don't have like the dirt from the.
And it looks super sterile.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
But it looks like a hospital with a fucking train going through it.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool. So that was one of the things. But so we were on the subway and my friend just started laughing. And I was just like, what's so funny? Like about the announcement.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, or she's like, oh, the person who was just talking, they were saying, it's like, this is the next station. At this station, if you want, if you exit through exit A or whatever and walk 5 minutes, you can go get Botox.
Wow.
So, wow. Like, you know the whole, like, thing of, like, oh, Koreans just do plastic surgery like crazy. It's totally normal.
Yeah.
It's totally normal.
Yeah.
And encouraged.
Yeah, it's like, wild.
There was a station we were transferring at, and every single poster yeah. in the subway was all plastic surgery. Yeah. Get your chin done, get your nose done, get your ears done.
Wow.
Get fillers, do all this stuff. Like,
wow.
It's just totally normal.
Yeah.
And coming from a country where it's all like inner beauty, like, hey, like your personality, blah, blah, yeah. blah, all this shit. They're like, fuck that noise. No one's going to take you serious if you don't have a small ass chin. All right?
Get that small face.
If you don't got small face, fuck you. You ugly ass, big face motherfucker. Like, that's that whole country, at least that city.
Yeah.
Busan felt a little different when we were there. The only time I saw people with the big ass jackets is when my friend is like, they're from Seoul. Like, you can tell by the way they talk and stuff like that. But like actual people in Busan had more style than people in Seoul because they had their own thing going on. Mm-hmm. Busan was really fun. It was cold as shit because our hotel room is right by the beach, and like that's where all the New Year stuff was happening.
Yeah.
So you get all of the wind from the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's fucking freezing.
I bet.
But yeah, we had a really good time. I had this thing, it was like hangover soup is what they call it over there. You go into the restaurant, you ask for a table, you sit down, and they just give you food. Because there's only one thing on the menu.
Oh, wow.
And it's that soup.
Oh, cool.
So you just sit down, and all of a sudden, they're just like, all right, here's your soup. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? I didn't see a menu. I didn't order a drink. I didn't do nothing. They're just like, and my friend's like, no, this is all they have.
Man, it's now that's a business.
Yeah. It's super famous, apparently. Yeah, like
that's a business.
It's on the, it's like going up one of the mountains in Busan.
Yeah.
And then so after we had hangover soup, my friend's like, all right, I want to go to this cafe. And I'm like, all right, let's go. I'm down. So we walk half an hour, 45 minutes up a mountain.
Shit.
And then we get to the top and my friend's like, oh, okay. So Google Maps says to go down this way. And we go like into the mountain and it's like this little park area. It's like super steep down. It's got a little stage. It's looking pretty cool. And it's like, oh no, the phone says that there's a pathway here. And I'm like, I don't see shit.
Yeah.
So we go behind the stage and we find like a fucking sketchy bathroom, like Silent Hill bathroom. Yeah. And then we go behind the bathroom and there's like a forest pathway.
Whoa.
And it's lit by like little lanterns.
Okay.
But it's pitch black at this point.
All right. This is how you get killed.
I'm going to show you what she took me down.
Okay.
Which I have playfully called the murder forest.
Okay. So, like, was there a destination in mind? Or she was just like, oh, there's a pathway.
There's a pathway.
Okay. I see. Yes. Okay. Yes. Let's go get killed.
Let's go get murdered. And so I told her, hey, we walked 10 minutes down here and we're still not seeing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should turn around. Mm-hmm. You know? Maybe we should just take the long way because I don't want to die.
Yeah.
And she's like, fair point. Fair point. So then we walk back up this steep ass hill to the top of the mountain and take another 45 minutes going along the long way.
Yeah.
And we get to this little cafe in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, right by the ocean. And it was like, it was worth it by the time I got there.
Yeah.
But we walked up and down a mountain for an hour and a half.
Well, shit, man.
So we could get a latte.
It's what the latte represents.
It's what the latte represents, Anthony. And here's the kicker. So, obviously, we had to get back to downtown after we were finished walking.
Yeah.
And this is where I learned. Taxis in Korea. Okay, I'm going to give you... So, this is a different situation. We were in Seoul. It was the last day.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to the Yongsang Electronic Market.
Yeah.
Because they have this thing called Video Game Alley.
Yeah.
And I want to see it before I leave. So I said, hey, do we have time? And they're like, yeah, we could probably go. It's like a 30-minute drive.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's take a taxi. I'm like, okay. And Yongsang is like over the Han River and like almost core downtown Seoul.
Yeah.
I want you to guess how expensive is a 30-minute taxi to downtown city center Seoul? How much do you think it is in Canadian dollars?
$25
$25 $8
Whoa! What?
$8 8,000 won
Why do you have a car? Why do you have a car?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Taxis are dirt fucking cheap. So when we got out of that cafe, we ordered a taxi.
Yeah.
And for us to get back to the New Year's area,
yeah.
$4.
What? No fucking way.
So the thing...
How do they make money?
It's just frequency. It's just how many customers can they shove in. And people in Busan drive like fucking crazy.
Oh, okay.
So the thing that determines your taxi expense is obviously distance.
Yeah.
But the main thing is car type.
Oh.
So if you get into a basic ass like Hyundai,
yeah.
like you're paying nothing.
Oh.
One day we were in Gangnam.
Yeah.
We had just finished drinking chicken and beer and we couldn't find a taxi because it was like Saturday night.
Yeah.
All reserved. By the time we found one, it was like 3 a.m. There's only one taxi left.
Yeah.
And it was like this bougie ass, real nice luxury sedan.
Yeah.
And we get in and I could sit in the back and fully extend my legs.
Oh, nice.
And not touch the front seat.
Nice.
It was so nice.
Yeah.
And then we get out and she's like, oh my God, that taxi was like $20. So first off, I'm like, you're complaining that this luxury taxi was $20?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
But also it turns out that car is the equivalent of what the Korean president drives in.
Wow. Wow. Jeez.
Yeah. And that car was Canadian price.
Wow. Jeez. What do you know?
Yeah. And also like Subway there, even cheaper than Japan.
Dang.
It was $1.25 to get on the subway, wow. and you get 2 free transfers.
Oh, wow. Bargain. Korea is a lot smaller, though, right?
It is a lot smaller. Okay. So that's the other thing. Like, when I went to Busan, it's not a Shinkansen.
Yeah.
It's just a train-ass train.
Yeah.
And it took, like, 2 hours. It went fast. Yeah. But, yeah, it's a small country. Yeah, it's half a country.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Right? Yeah, so we did that. New Year's in Busan was amazing. Lots of fireworks, street performers, stuff like that. We saw Fake Psy. We just had a good time. The day after, though, we had this, like, it's like a rice cake soup. And because rice cakes are long, it represents longevity in your year and, like, good luck and good fortune.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. So I ate that soup, heavy as fuck, bunch of rice cakes in it.
Yeah.
And I get on a Busan bus.
Mm.
And the Busan bus is, like, I'm playing bumper cars because I'm just inside bouncing around doing whatever. I get motion sick.
Yeah.
On the train back to Seoul,
yeah.
I throw up 3 times.
Nice.
2 times in the toilet.
Okay. What are you talking about the third one?
Third time in the seat.
Oh!
All rice cake.
Yeah.
Just like solid rice cake. So I end capped this trip with like shitty train ride and throwing up on a train.
Wow.
Right? But everything in between was awesome. I think the other thing I'll say about Korea, which I was very surprised, is it's a lot more American than I thought it would be.
Really?
Right? You know, like the whole thing of like Russia supports North Korea and then America supports South Korea and then it's like who's less evil, capitalism or whatever. Like, it really shows, at least in Seoul.
Yeah.
It super, super shows
that
everything is just, like, very consumerist culture. When you go into, like, the downtown core of Seoul, there's almost, like, there is no culture, really. It's just a generic North American downtown.
I see.
And the buildings have Korean writing on them.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Interesting.
Like, that was the one thing I couldn't really explain to my friends because they're just like, Anthony, like, what do you think of Korea? Like, you having a good time? I'm like, yeah, I'm having a great time. Like, food's fantastic, all this stuff. But they're like, what do you think of Seoul? And I'm like, it's not bad here.
Yeah.
It's just so familiar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You're expecting the culture shock, but instead you're like, it's like home.
Yeah, you're like, if I learn the language, it's like, no. That's like the only thing stopping me, right? Yeah. It's like there's no culture shock. There's no nothing. It just feels very American.
Yeah.
Right. It was
interesting.
That was really weird.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That and like realizing that Koreans are not stylish. Yeah. I feel like my whole worldview has been shattered.
Yeah. They're not everything you see in those K-pop videos. Eh?
Yeah. They're not everything in the K-pop videos or even like on the streets in foreign countries. They're not all the streetwear, street brand wearing people.
Yeah.
Everyone's wearing Off-White.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not that. There's one trend, and everyone does it. Every single person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I had a great time. Yongsan Market is like on par with Akihabara in terms of being an electric town, and I think in some cases it may be better for actual technology needs. Like if
oh, for, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
for
yeah.
weeb needs, not that great.
Yeah,
but for actual technology, like
yeah,
if you need to build a computer from 1998, that place probably has every single part you would ever need.
Nuts.
It's so crazy. And surprisingly, the electronic market was the place that most felt like a different country.
Okay.
That and Busan. Okay. Busan's got its own little separate feel. Okay. But yeah, like the electronic market is a lot of older buildings and yeah. it felt more like yeah. a different country.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
if I went into like Sky Tower or Hyundai department store and stuff like that, like all that area surrounding it just feels like a North American metropolis.
Interesting.
City.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
But I had a fantastic time. Like, shout outs to my friends for meeting me and like letting me stay at their place. Yeah. Shout outs to my Japanese teacher, like all that stuff.
And you made it back safe in one piece?
Yeah. Maybe two.
Okay.
But yeah, I bought a whole bunch of shit. I had a fantastic, fantastic time. It was a great experience to spend Christmas and New Year's in a different country.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. I know my parents were pissed. Because, like, going away again, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, this time also I'm not going to be here for Christmas, so...
So, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
I think I told them, like, 2 weeks before I left.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
They're like, oh, what are you doing for Christmas, Anthony? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going on a trip. I'm like, what?
Oh, again? Shit. Well, at least I told them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to call us when you're there? I was like, I'll be able to... You know, I just want to wish you happy Christmas and Merry New Year's or whatever. I'm just like, I could... Tell you, you know, when I'm not busy. When you're not busy, when I get back.
Dick move.
It was a dick move. It was worth.
Okay.
It was worth.
Fair enough.
So yeah, it was. I had a good time.
It's good to hear.
It's really good.
It's good to hear. Yeah. Well, glad you're back.
What about you?
My holidays were the opposite of yours.
You just kind of chilled?
Well,
I see you did some snowboarding, some extreme sports.
So my holidays were split up into two halves.
Okay.
The first half was basically everything up to like Boxing Day or the 27th. And it was kind of just a whirlwind of like family events and meeting up with friends who were back in town and stuff.
Okay.
And yeah, like it was nice doing that, especially like friends I haven't seen. But you know, it's like you only see these friends like every now and then, and then it's like you should go out to see them.
Yeah.
But then when you yeah. but you're also like kind of dreading it, like, oh fuck, I forgot to book this. And it's like,
oh, I only see you once a year. Why don't I just make it zero times?
Yeah.
Like, wow, what a dick.
I know. It's so awful when I think of it like that, but it's like...
What a dick.
But I didn't cancel on anybody. I made sure to see everybody that wanted to see me.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
You know, all these people wanted to see me. I'm so popular.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. So I did that. It was good. And then the second half, after 27th onwards to whenever I had to go back to work, like on the 2nd or the mm-hmm. whatever, it was just... I had... so much time to just do whatever else the fuck I wanted.
Catch up on stuff, do whatever.
No.
you just went out?
I spent the next week with one person and we just did everything.
Wow. So
that's where you saw I went snowboarding. I did all the like the other events going on in Toronto.
Yeah.
And then like on the last 3 days we're like, we have work benefits we didn't spend. Let's go get couples massages.
Yeah, let's spend them all.
So we found this like Asian place where she was like, listen, I'll book these for you, whatever dates you need throughout the month of December.
And then she took you into another room and was like, hey, if you want like a little bit of extra.
No.
Okay.
She wouldn't do that while someone else was in the room with me.
That's a story I got to tell you after,
oh,
too.
Oh, boy.
No, I'll tell you on the podcast. It's fine.
Okay.
But, yeah, continue.
Yeah, so then we did that. My New Year's actually was very low-key.
Mm-hmm.
We originally... So we what did we do that day? I can't fucking remember. We did a lot of stuff, but like before we were going to go to New Year's, we went to get bingsu.
I'm sorry, what?
The Korean shaved ice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we went to a cafe to do that, and then we're like, okay, let's go to the middle of Toronto, like Nathan Phillips Square, to watch the fireworks and stuff. We didn't do that. We were about to drive out.
Just had more bingsu? Like...
No, because we left, and then we're like, do you really want to go? And she's like... Not really.
No.
And they're like, you want to just do it here in your car? Yeah. So we just did that. So that was more or less how that went down. And then...
smooth jazz intensifies.
That's one way of describing it. Yeah, no. It was fantastic. But yeah, that was more or less my holidays. It was really great. Can't complain. Things are awesome.
Cool.
Did not catch up on anything.
Boo.
I finished Full Metal Alchemist.
Good.
I think that's like the only thing I did.
Did you beat Braggadios yet?
No.
I hate you.
But you know what I did do?
What?
The second season of Terrace House came out on the 24th, and I did watch all those.
That's not Monster Hunter. That's not Monster Hunter. What the fuck?
That was 12 episodes of Terrace House.
God damn it.
I managed to squeeze in.
How could you?
Caught up on sleep.
That's fair.
Yeah. It was a good break. Never long enough, but also at the same time, if it were any longer, I probably would never go back to work. So
fair. Fair point.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Not really much else to say.
Okay. So my story, I forgot to mention. So I was in the hostel in Tokyo, and we had like a takoyaki party, like I said, and we met a bunch of people. So I met one American who obviously let me know he was American, and a bunch of people from New Zealand.
A bunch of Kiwis.
No, that's Australian?
No, that's Aussie.
Oh, okay. So I met a bunch of Kiwis.
Yep.
So we're shooting the shit. Seemed like a good time. We're hanging out. It was cool. And then afterwards, they're all like, hey, let's go to, like, Golden Guy. And Golden Guy is right. The reason I picked the hostel is because I wanted to go to Golden Guy. It's just a little strip of bars, and it's all, like, tiny, tiny bars. Like, enough to fit 6 people max. And you go in there, have a good time, shoot the shit, do whatever. So we're walking around. We found a bar that didn't have a foreigner cover. And we're like, perfect, let's go here. So we get in there, and the guy's like, hey, $8 a beer.
Yeah.
And so, like, for Japan, little expensive, but it's the whole experience of, like, you're in Golden Guy, you're drinking at this small little bar. It's, like, experience tax, pretty much.
Sure.
So I'm fine with it. But then one of the New Zealanders goes cheaper, and he tries to barter with this guy who, like, barely spoke English. And I felt kind of shitty, but then it works. And he barters him down to like $5 a beer, which is like pretty decent.
Yeah.
So a couple people agree. Bartender opens 2 beers. And the guy who was bartering goes, no, I didn't agree. And it's like, dude, we're all fine with the price.
Yeah.
Right? Then they argue a little bit more. And then he convinces everyone to leave the bar and not pay for the 2 beers.
Oh.
Yeah. So I felt like shit. I paid for the 2 beers at the original $8 a beer. And those guys kept arguing about where to go so much that they didn't get to drink at all. And I got 2 beers, so I had a good time, right? I'm just chilling with 2 beers.
Yeah.
And it continues into, so we're walking around and we somehow end up in Kabukicho.
Yeah.
And for people who don't know, Kabukicho is the red light district.
Yeah.
It's the town that the Yakuza Kamurocho is based off of.
Yeah.
Right? The big sign, all the same shit. Oh, that's the other thing. Just side story. Every single black person in Kabukicho, Nigerian.
Oh.
Every single one.
Interesting.
And they're all trying to get you to go to their girl bar.
Well, why not? Why not?
I'm like, how are you all Nigerian? Like, 100% of you are Nigerian. How? How are you getting visas? What's going on here?
Yeah.
That was just like a little aside. That was a little observation. So yeah, we're going around, we're in Kabukicho, they see a bunch of girl bars, they know I speak a little bit of Japanese, and they're like, oh, Anthony, you gotta get us into, like, one of these hostess clubs. I'm like, there's no way we're getting into a hostess club. And for people who don't know, it's because the whole point of a hostess club is that you can converse with the hostess.
Yes.
And if you don't speak fluent Japanese...
What's the point?
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Right? So they don't even let foreigners who don't speak Japanese in.
Yeah.
And then they get all pissed. And this is where I met the tourist that I didn't think existed, which is the tourist that goes to a foreign country and complains that there's not enough of their own language around. And these guys were such a fucking buzzkill.
Wow.
Like, they're just being like, man, like, if they're going to have these type of bars, they should speak English. I'm like, bitch, you're in Japan.
Yeah.
You should speak, like, learn anything, you fuck. Like, yeah. I didn't know that type of person existed.
That's actually, like, a lot of tourists.
Yeah, and I it just baffles the mind.
Mm.
It's so crazy.
Mm.
Like, how?
Stick to Europe, my friends.
Yeah, I guess. So, yeah, that was kind of a killer. But then when I had made friends with the manager of the hostel.
Yeah.
And she was like, I said, I was like, hey, do you have any, like, nightmare customer stories? And she's like, anytime a New Zealand or Australian comes into here. I'm like, oh shit, really? Like, they're the Chinese tourist of Japan. It's like, yeah, it's that.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It's funny.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. And I was just like, wow, I can't believe that, like, yeah, that American guy was I'm in a foreign country. How come they don't speak English here?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
God damn it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well. Job done.
Job done.
Yeah.
Cool. I think the next day one of them tried to, like, hey, what are you doing today? Because they knew I spoke the language, so they might get like a better experience. And I'm like, I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bye. Like,
I got my own shit.
Yeah, I got shit to do. I remember that time you were jealous when I got this girl's number. Like, I gotta go do things.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else you wanna speak on, or do you wanna call it here? Or?
No. Just make sure you guys get in your awards.
Yeah.
Facebook. Twitter DM, tniab.letters@gmail.com.
We.
All that jazz.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now that I'm in school.
Yes.
I bought a new laptop.
Oh.
I didn't get the Huawei, though.
Ooh.
Because the MateBook.
Oh, okay.
You cannot find that shit
anymore. No, it's impossible.
Yeah, it's fucking impossible. Yeah, they banned that shit. It's impossible. Over.
It's possible.
So I had to go with the Dell XPS 13.
Mm. Oh, you went to 13?
Yeah. So I was like, I was thinking about the 15, and I was just like, you know what? It's a laptop.
Yeah.
If I want to do any sort of, like, video editing, gaming, anything like that, I have a bitchin' desktop. Yeah, I have a bitchin'-ass desktop.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just do it there. I get two monitors. It's great.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went to the 13-inch... and I think I bugged the Dell site.
Oh.
So usually you can get this laptop in like rose gold, Arctic white, whatever, right? So because of the sale, I think the only things that were on sale were like the silver one with the black carbon fiber.
Yeah.
Right. And you weren't allowed to pick the white one with that. So I was like, I was getting a little creative.
Yeah.
I built out the PC I wanted.
Yeah.
And then I threw it in the cart. And then I clicked edit within the cart, which took me to a separate customization page that is not the same as a customization page on the main website.
Yeah.
And it allowed me to pick Arctic White.
Wow.
And upgrade my hard drive.
Wow.
To a bigger size.
Yeah.
And still get the sale discount.
Wow.
And then on top of that, I used that Honey app. And I got an extra $50 off.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, so I got like $400 off a laptop.
Oh, that's good.
It's fucking great.
See, that's great when you buy Windows.
Yeah. When you buy Mac, though.
You're just fucked.
That's a little rough, buddy.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
You're telling me.
You get that MacBook Pro or what?
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it, pussy.
No, it's $3,000 too much.
What is it, $4,000?
No, it's $3,000.
Oh, any money is too much.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I think the only thing I don't like about the Dell one is that the only ports on it are USB-C
and
Thunderbolt.
That's all laptops now.
Yeah. It's going to be dongle city.
Because you went for an Ultrabook, right? So like, that's what you have to expect.
Yeah, it's going to be dongle city. The one thing I did learn, though, is that because the hard drive is just a basic M.2 drive, I can just swap it myself.
Oh.
So, like, if one day, like, 4 years down the road, M.2 drives get really cheap, I can swap that shit out for, like, a 2 terabyte hard drive.
Cool.
Pop it in there.
That could be very useful.
Yes. Yes.
Could be.
I think RAM's soldered to the board, so I can't do anything there.
It is. You have to just go with what you got.
Yeah. But, yeah, M.2 drive. I can get, like, fucking 2 terabyte hard drive later on.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's cool stuff.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. We're glad to be back. We look forward to the year-end awards next week.
Yeah.
I'm predicting a big upset somewhere.
Every year. Every year there's a big upset. Last year, I won music.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I won music. How did that happen?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I was upset.
That's upset of the decade.
Yeah, that might just be. okay. Well, yeah, I think we'll be talking about Star Wars next. No, we won't. We won't be talking about that for a while.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll probably be talking about Star Wars in 2 weeks because we both saw it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Also, you should probably see Knives Out by then.
I probably should.
Yeah, because then we have double review.
Maybe I'll see it this weekend.
Do it.
Okay. Cool.
Guess which one of those movies I like more?
The one with the weapons.
The one with the weapons, you are correct.
Yes, the one with the weapons.
The one with the weapons, you are correct.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you, everybody. We will see you all in 7 days. Bye-bye.
Bye.